let's have a book review now, and it's always lovely to welcome into the studio Mary Fawcett of Schrödinger's Books in Petone.
Morena, Catherine.
Now, The Quiet People is by Paul Cleave, crime writer. You've gone somewhere different this time.
I have indeed, yes. I do like a bit of crime, I must say.
You get plenty with Paul Cleave, normally.
Well, yes. No, Christchurch crime writer Paul Cleave. He's been writing crime books for a number of years. His first one was The Cleaner back in 2006. And since then, he's won the Niall Marsh Best Crime Novel Award 3 times. So, you know, he knows his stuff. And this is his latest. I think he just keeps getting better. His two protagonists are a successful husband and wife crime writing duo who suspicion falls upon. You may be familiar with real life husband and wife crime writers TJ Mitchell and Judy Melanek. They wrote Aftershock, they now live in Wellington, and they were recently interviewed on RNZ. But I have to say, they're certainly not them, these protagonists. They're actually Cameron and Lisa Murdoch. They live in a nice area of Christchurch, travel a lot, and have a 7-year-old son, Zach, who's generally a good kid, but has occasional meltdowns, as I'm sure many 7-year-olds do. They often joke at writers' festivals that they would be ideally placed to commit the perfect murder in real life and would get away with it because they're crime writers and they've written all the tricks. Perhaps they shouldn't have said that. Anyway, one evening, after a meltdown, son Zach says he's going to run away. Of course, most parents have been through this kind of thing, and there are different ways in which to handle it. So Cameron decides to try to call his bluff, and he says, "Pack your bag and take some food." Anyway, in the next morning, of course, they wake up and Zach is gone. So it starts off in a quite sort of formulaic way, but obviously it develops into something quite sinister. At first, it seems that he's run away after the previous day's meltdown. But then the media, the public and the police all begin to wonder whether the Murdochs are in on it. Are they the victims or the culprits? As suspicion really turns on them, their jokes about getting away with murder are seen in a sinister new light. Cameron scrambles for answers. He risks losing everything. But then what if they weren't joking? So there's this whole thing about, you know, are they, aren't they? The police get involved, the media get involved. And Paul Cleave just delves really deeply into the psyche of these people. And it's just so well written. So as news of the missing child breaks, the media leaps into action. Clips of Cameron and Lisa talking about how to commit the perfect crime are suddenly everywhere. It'd be mortifying. Parents are usually treated as suspects in such cases, and consequently things look really bad for them. Incidentally, the quiet people of the title refers to that moment when a reporter interviews the suspicious neighbour of at a crime scene. And you know how they always say, "We can't believe he killed his boss. He seemed so quiet, you know, always keeping himself to himself." So I think that's, you know, I think the title is just so well put. What makes this book stand out apart from other books of its ilk or genre for me is the complications that arise as a result of the investigation. Cameron himself has several public meltdowns, and then we get to see him in a new light. So obviously this calm and collected person suddenly turns into not really a monster, but he just turns into a different person. And I think from the observer's point of view, it makes you think, oh, he's capable of anything. I really enjoyed reading The Quiet People, if you can enjoy reading about something so grisly. It's got so many twists and turns and shifting suspects. It's been said that Paul Cleave never pulls his punches, and when he wants to insert an extra death, an assault, a bit of terrible decision-making, he'll go right on in and do it. The effect is a cinematic, raging rollercoaster of a plot with wry humour and a great deal of violence. Oh yes, a great deal of violence. The characters are really, really well written. The plotline is excellent, and it will keep you guessing right until the end.
That's the thing. Are you left going, maybe, maybe not?
Oh, completely.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
I also love the idea that something you've said ends up implicating you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also that your worst nightmare is that your responses, your personality responses to a stress situation cause people to form opinions on you.
Absolutely. And I think that the way he deals with how the police deal with it, I think is just brilliant, because the police automatically suspect the parents.
We've seen this in overseas cases, haven't we? A number of them.
All the time. Yeah.
So. And then of course the public pile on and go, you know, they form their judgments from whether someone's crying too much or not enough or whatever.
Exactly.
Wow. His writing style also for people, it tends to be very illustrative, violently illustrative. Does it kick along at a real pace?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I picked it up and I thought, I'll spend the weekend reading this, and I literally finished it in a few hours. It just kept me gripped from the minute I opened the book until I put it down. It was great.
So another winner for him. Great to see it in Christchurch as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks very much to Mary Fawcett from Schrödinger's Books in Petone. I'll be able to pronounce that one day.
I can pronounce it
when it's a cat, but not when it's a bookshop. And The Quiet People is by Paul Cleave. It's his latest, published by Upstart Press, $38 the price.